From the heart of Europe to the world, Radio Tetris International. Online on Windows 8 PC, tablets and Windows phones.
R-E-I. Welcome back to Postcard from Pop. Let's fire him up again because he's probably still going. Is he still there?
So anyway, all I remember is the fact that this dog, right, is suspended in midair. It's just like there. Its legs are off the ground and it's getting a bit worried. You can see it in its face. It doesn't think it's funny anymore and it's not in a circus. It has realised. So I shout out again, your dog, look at your dog, like that. These blokes then see what's happening and run towards the dog. Now, they've been
forgetting their differences.
Yeah, exactly. They've been fighting. They've been taking fisticuffs out on each other. So they both run up. Now, they grab the dog under the dog's downstairs apparatus department and start to lift it up as the bag goes up. But the dog owner, who's in the process of doing this, is a little bit shorter than the bloke he was starting to fight with. So the bloke, who's the taller one, then takes over, and he's got the dog at arm's length above his head. The dog is really still by now. That dog knows that this is the end of its will if it does anything. But his arms are getting tired as this train goes by. So he ends up putting the dog on his head. On his head like a hat.
Yeah.
And the train is going by. And all these people can see is a bloke standing there with a golden retriever on his head.
Davy Crockett at the
Oh,
elevator.
Dear. This really is part two of Postcard from Pop Rap Boys and Girls. anyway, we carry on
every
as the...
Every dog has its day.
Yeah, the dog's... every dog has its day. Very good. The Who have begun their saying their long goodbye.
They've
been saying goodbye for like 500 years, haven't they? What's
excuse me. Excuse me. You know, when that program comes on the telly, who are you? Brilliant.
Oh, the magic bus. Ooh, the magic bus.
Do you know what? There's a fact about The Who that most people don't realise.
Everybody knows a Who song.
Well, that's probably true. But the fact is, years and years and years ago, you had bands that were associated to the bikers or rockers or whatever you used to call them.
Oh, good point. I know what he's going to say.
And The Who were always associated originally with scooter owners. Now, the fisticuffs between the scooter owners and the bike owners in the UK was quite dramatic. In fact, there was horrible scenes on the TV news in the 60s of big fights in Southend and... You know, it was a horrible thing. And yet, funnily enough, The Who moved from the Scooter Boys to the Rocker Boys, but kept the Scooter Boys and transcended this whole generation of people.
And, in principle, what they did was the beginning of punk. That incredible mixture of rocker and mod. Punk.
No.
Yeah.
No. No, they were the beginners of prog rock, probably.
That's nothing to do with punk. Punk was the hard-based... The punk came out of the hard-based ska and metal movement and basically started because... Well, let me imagine how punk's dressed. Think how punk's dressed.
Well, no, but
that was an extension
Tommy,
of modernism.
Tommy was the sort of prelude to prog rock.
Tommy was, yeah, I didn't say that it wasn't.
They didn't do ska or anything like that.
No, what I said was that they... I was agreeing with
Mom!
And they crossed the ground.
I don't understand what either of you are saying, so
don't
I'm
you?
Being quiet.
Ah.
I know, but you know what? I know who all these guys are individually. And I know who Who are, okay? I haven't been living under a rock.
Right.
Well... Not lately, but like, I know who Roger Daltrey is. I know who Pete Townsend is. I know who all these people were as individual artists.
Yeah.
And so I'm familiar with all their bits and pieces. The Who I'm less familiar with as a collective.
Oh.
But as to who influenced what and what scooters bashed up what bikers, I've got no idea what you're talking about, so I'll just let you continue.
Rach,
Hold on.
Everybody.
What?
I've got, because I was giving
You're
it...
You're being very irritating this week, Mr. Wiltshire.
Good. I'm enjoying this. I've had a stressful week. I'm de-stressing, you see, anti-stress. I just thought...
Thanks
I
for using us as your stress ball.
Yeah. I'm not your stress ball.
Stop squeezing me.
Yeah. Unhand me.
Oh, I don't really want to unhand you. Well, no, I don't even want to hand you.
No, you don't want to hand me. No.
That's what sanitizer's for. It's all right.
Exactly. I'm just thinking of the day I went to Ronnie Scott's in London and the Who were there.
Yeah.
And it was a very select bunch of journalists that went. And we were given a remastered Dolby 5.1 recording of Tommy.
Tommy, a brilliant... Now, Rachel, that was a good film. Tommy, with Oliver Reed and...
Can I say out loud, and you're going to be disappointed in me, Uncle Lee, I've not seen it.
That's all right, you haven't missed much.
On video now, you can get it on video, you know.
On video? Listen to the old geezer, you can get it on video. What decade are you in?
You can get it on Vita. You can get it on Beta as well if you want. But you can get it on VHS all over the place now. It's really good.
Yeah.
I'll get it on that eBay place.
Well, yeah, I would.
Does anybody still own a video machine?
I do.
Yeah, I do. I've got one. I've got it, and it's got the cables on it to plug it into a digitising machine.
I actually used mine just before Christmas time when I transferred all my old VHS onto my computer.
Yeah, yeah.
The only thing is, you can't play DVDs on them, can you? I've tried them, and it's filled with.
No, DVDs. You need to glue 20 DVDs together to make the width exactly right. Yeah.
Oh, like those records. That's when you put 20 on.
Yeah. But then you end up with a really weird sort of compilation of stuff. It's just, it's not, don't do it. It ends badly.
I have another true story to tell you, which is very short, very funny. And this is the God's honest truth. This is how arty me and my erstwhile wife, Andrea, are. We got a copy of Bob Dylan's Master and Anonymous, right, on DVD. Put it on the DVD player, like that. Watch the whole film, thinking, this is an incredible concept, isn't it? There's no talking in this at all. There's no dialogue. What you actually get is silence, or the sound of, if they're in a cafe, you get the sound of teacups crinkling, and then you get a song. Then it's silence again. So we watched that for 2.5 hours, thinking, well, what a concept. What an incredible concept.
You lovey chumpy.
I know.
How arty.
Yeah. We realise we forgot to switch on the Dolby surround sound thing, so we're only getting off.
Now I rest my case, Your Honour. I rest my case. Anyway, talking of resting my case, the lovies are out again going, it's not very good. They didn't update the script. What are we talking about? The great legendary, I'm a lumberjack and I'm okay. I sleep all night and I work all day. Monty Python are back on their tour, and the numpties are going, it's not a great deal of effort has gone into updating the script.
Why is that?
Didn't need updating. It was perfectly fine the way it was. You don't miss. If it ain't broken, don't fix it. They weren't successful, you know,
These are the same lovies that go, oh, Shakespeare's wonderful. They don't update Shakespeare, you nana, Mr. Bradshaw.
Exactly. So who is that person who
said that? That is a complete and utter lie. What? There have been many, many modern versions of Shakespeare which have been updated and put into modern parlance that have been absolutely stupendous. I rest my case as well now.
Yes, that's actually very true. But in terms of Monty Python, you don't mess around with Monty Python, and people want to see it as it was.
Of course.
It was rubbish. Monty Python was a load of rubbish.
No, it wasn't.
Oh, my God.
Yes, it was the most funny thing I've ever
heard. Excuse me. All Python fans will understand this. Eric will take you to Biggleswade, and Eric will nail your head to the floor.
William Centurion.
Yes, exactly. I tell you what, if these numpties, if any of the guys ever get to hear this, any of you whatsoever, be very proud, guys from Python, be proud, because if these numpties have said it's not good, it means it's fantastic. So you're doing a great job.
Look, on the
bright side. They don't understand it and they don't like it.
No, exactly.
That was good.
It wasn't bad, but we couldn't hear you.
I meant the song, that was good. Monty Python actually did something proper. They wrote Always Look on the Bright Side of Life. And yes, it was funny. Brilliant. And charming.
It was. It was actually. Anyway, I think it's wonderful. I can't wait to see the.
But it's still crap.
I've ordered. There's a DVD of it coming out. If you can't get to see it, and I've ordered my copy already because I'm going to enjoy it. Dublin Council, over in Ireland. This is one for our friend Henry. Dublin Council have done the best thing they could ever do. They refused permission for Garth Brooks to do two concerts.
He finally got the name right, Garth, rather than Gareth, as we've been discussing all day. Oh, that Gareth Brooks.
Like Nicholas Farage.
Yeah, like Nicholas Farage.
So apparently there's a bit of a spat going on between him and Dublin Council, because they said, no... they've had, 373 submissions from residents groups and local business. I'm just wondering if Lee hasn't got the key to this story.
Why?
I think Lee's got the key to this story. Ooh. And I think it's all Lee's fault as to why Garth Brooks can't sing in Ireland.
Because Garth Brooks can't sing anywhere.
No, I think he's very similar to your Mr. Middle of the Road.
No, he isn't. That's a good point, yeah. If he didn't wear a big ass, he'd be a pop singer.
Well, he'd be like your Mr. Middle of the Road.
Who's my Mr. of the Middle of the Road?
You said he was so...
Middle of the Road, he should be run over.
That's it?
Yeah, that Daniel O'Donnell person.
Speed bump.
This is what I'm thinking. They're mixing up Garth Brooks with Daniel O'Donnell.
O'Donnell.
So it's your fault that the fans of Garth Brooks can't see him.
I think that's fair, and I think if we could also get Phil Collins, Paul McCartney, and a few of us in that, and stand them up against the wall,
shall I fade him down? Shall I kill him?
We'd be doing something good for the world.
I'll kill him.
Who are you killing?
You.
You killing Garth Brooks? Me?
Yes.
Why?
Because you mentioned the P word.
Defiling the C.
Yes, absolutely.
Well, you can't say the C word.
We can say Sir C.
Sir C, that's a bit saucy.
Anyway, I think this is the reason why we have problems with Lee coming up, because a fan in Germany, a 50-year-old German, has developed a condition after getting carried away at a hardcore rock festival.
Oh, I know.
And his Motorhead is fantastic.
Yeah. So soon after the concert, the man started suffering a constant worsening headache that affected his whole head. And they found out... It's because he's like Lee, a headbanger.
I'm not a headbanger, I'm a spaceman.
You're a headbanger.
He headbanged so hard, he developed a hematoma.
Exactly.
He actually gave himself a brain trauma. Now, that is some... He was headbanging not just with gusto. This man...
With passion. He was possessed.
Huh? He was possessed.
Silly Billy.
What a numpty, really. It's
you
just...
used to headbang, didn't you, Eric?
Yes.
That was before when you had hair, wasn't it?
I've still got
hair. I headbanged once to AC/DC.
Did you?
To AC/DC at my 17th birthday party. It was, shook me all night long.
17th?
And I headbanged for about a bar and a half of that song, yes. And I felt ill.
No.
And I had to stop.
Yeah.
No, you can
do... I feel sick.
My brother and I were headbanging when we went to a sea status quo not that many years ago.
I must be doing it wrong.
Yeah, you met my brother, haven't you?
Yeah, I can imagine. Any kind of headbanging.
Are you supposed to do it against a wall? Are you supposed to actually bang your head against something?
Oh, are you?
Because that's what I did. That's maybe where I went wrong.
And staying in the theme of the oldies, because Moat Red are definitely the oldies.
Dolly.
Dolly.
I love her.
This is an old story.
It's not.
It's only a couple of weeks old.
It's last weekend. It's last weekend.
Oh, no. I'm thinking of when she was here. She was just here a couple of weeks ago.
Yes.
She's fantastic. And you know what? I love
her
attitude.
9 to 5. See?
Her attitude's fantastic. I saw her interviewed lots in the lead up to this tour and when she was here in Australia. And she's got this fantastic, really positive outlook. And, you know, she loves the fact that she's had all her bits and bobs all sucked and tucked and all that stuff. and she enjoys her collection of wigs, etc.
Yeah,
and I think she's really a hoot, and she's now this massive. She's sort of become fashionable again.
And all the youngsters. Yes, it was really funny watching. Did you watch Glastonbury?
She's got some booters.
No,
you didn't watch Glastonbury. Did you watch Glastonbury, Lee?
I only watched Robert Plant.
Yes, I understand.
He looks like I do.
Yeah, old and decrepit.
Hell yeah.
And if you saw all these kids, 19, 20, 21, along with older people as well, all of her classic hits, they were all singing along. She was holding the microphone out and didn't have to stop them. It was amazing.
Older can't sing
anymore.
She's
become fashionable again. She's become this. She was great, and then she became a bit ridiculous.
Yeah.
She looked like a fashionable lady of the night.
Yeah, and then she became fashionable again, and now she's this massive gay icon. And if you become a gay icon after all these years, then you're kind of a legend anyway. She's this fantastic gay icon, but she's become really fashionable again, and all the youngies know who she is and sing the songs and think she's fantastic, and they all want to go to Dollywood.
She really is good.
Yeah, she is good.
She's fantastic.
Best song on the best song list. Everybody must have.
Yeah.
I Will Always Love You.
Yes, because she did it first.
Oh no!
She did it first, and she did it the best. That other woman.
9 to 5. Did you see that film?
Yes.
About 100 million times. That was my mum and I's favourite movie when I was about 11. And really? Oh my god, I've seen it like 100 gazillion times on VHS. And it was the best movie ever.
I can recite every
line of it.
No,
The Exorcist was mine. I used to play The Exorcist for my kids.
Did you?
Do you know?
Actually, this is true. The best song of Dolly Parton's.
My head spin.
Do you know what my favourite song of Dolly Parton's is?
What?
Jolene.
With Kenny Rogers, Islands in the Stream.
Oh no, really?
That was actually written by Bono.
I know it was. It's a good song.
That's
really.
It's all right. It's a bit middle of the road, isn't it? And from being like, what was he called? That airy bloke.
Oh, there's millions.
Yeah, that
Harry.
Anyway. No, not Willie Nelson. He's good as well. Actually, he made films once.
He's stoned.
Oh, no. Oh, I give up. Do you know, when I left country music radio, I thought I'd never have to get involved in country again. And I celebrated.
I know. And then you played it back, was it? Got your car back.
Exactly. moving on. Well done to Dolly Parton, anyway. Good on you, girl. That was a fantastic performance.
It was.
The UK regulator is looking whether it should investigate Facebook, which is just goddamn boring.
What's the point? I mean, this happens all the time. There's a story every week about this boring stuff about Facebook. It's like, whatever.
But the thing is, where is Facebook in America?
It's on my computer.
Yes, that's true. When you sign up to Facebook, you tick a box that says, I agree to the terms and conditions.
You do. Mm-hmm.
And if you've done that, tough tutty.
But who reads the terms and conditions?
Well, it's your fault if you don't.
And they abuse you, even if you agree to the terms and conditions. They still use your face to sell products.
Of course they do, because you get a free service out of it.
If you're not doing anything dodgy on there, what have you got to worry about?
Exactly.
Facebook's wonderful.
Yes, thank you very much. We move on. Here comes another numpty story. There's a group of internet service providers are taking legal action against GCHQ, the UK's intelligence agency in the UK. Now, get the best bit. Internet service providers from America are going to take the British intelligence agency to court.
The listening bank.
Yes. And isn't it funny how Americans seem to think they can control GCHQ in the UK? Now, I have a message, which Lee helped me out with earlier because I forgot it.
Ladies and gentlemen.
I have a message for the US internet service providers. Anything that you wish to get in terms of publicity, forget it.
I want everybody to recognise the fact that Eric's just said, I did it.
Okay, nobody, you know what, you can say a lot what you will about Uncle Eric, but he sings a lovely algorithm.
Yeah. I love it. About his logs.
Right. Yeah. In England, it's called holding a court session in camera, which means there's no journalists, no one's allowed to report on it, and you get no brownie points from it.
Which actually is stupid when you talk about camera, isn't it? Because we could be taking photographs.
Well, this is true, or drinking real beer.
Exactly. Yes. Exactly.
Yeah.
I had breakfast and then followed by a fag and I've got all dizzy now.
Yeah, so it reckons that all these wonderful countries, all these wonderful, amazing countries, which does include South Korea, amongst others, and I think there's a whole...
And the Netherlands.
Yeah, and there's a bunch of others. There is one in, get this, Zimbabwe.
Ooh.
Another one is in Germany. And they think they've got control over GCHQ because one of them says, Mr. Snowden's revelations, don't forget, he's the turncoat that nearly killed a load of his mates.
Yeah. I don't like him. I don't think he had any business. Who's he to tell secrets? I don't like him. I don't like him or Julian Assange. I think they both should be stuck in an Ecuadorian embassy. Oh, that's right.
They are. What a good idea. we move on.
No, we don't.
Why?
Hang on.
What?
Why Snowden and why Julian, whatever he's called?
Yeah.
Right. Why are they being taken to task for revealing the truth about
No. Forget everything else. They revealed the names of spies, secret agents. Mm. Yeah,
they put people's lives in danger. And they had right to do that.
Yes, that's my biggest bone.
I would not deny that at all. But I would say that they did an inarticulate and unprofessional job of revealing what the truth about this world is. I don't say that the way they did it was right, because they're just the equivalent to citizen journalists, and all they did was do it in a very poor fashion. The Guardian, who actually championed the cause, actually did it as professionally as
agreed.
They could.
But these other two Herberts, Lee, they put people's lives in danger, and yes, that is wrong.
But the ability for The Guardian to actually expose these truths of things that we did not know were going on in the world, particularly in the world of espionage, could not have done it without them.
Oh, please.
The Guardian couldn't have done it without them.
Please. That's naive.
Nobody should have said anything about anything. Nobody has the right to expose people who are working in...
You're missing the point. The point I'm making is that, as Eric agreed, The Guardian did a darned good job of doing a proper news story on this and a series of news stories which actually helped to change the face of the world.
Right.
In a way. What I'm saying is they couldn't do it without these whistleblowers. Whistleblowers are an integral part of our society.
But the trouble is, Lee, the whistleblowers opened their mouth and spoke the words which endangered the lives of people, ordinary people, doing what they believed.
They were the whistleblowers. They were the people
but they don't,
who actually...
They should learn, keep your gob shut, don't say that Lee Banks is a spy.
I'm not a spy.
Yes, you are. I've just said it.
Yes, you are. And I heard him say it.
I'm a spy in the House of Love.
Oh, right, yeah.
I just thought of a really funny thing to say about that aeroplane water story, too.
What?
That Gerard Depardieu must have been on board.
Numpty of the Week award goes to a school in Essex in the UK, the Epping Primary School. Hello, Epping Primary School. And why are they Numpties of the Week? Because they banned lunchtime football because some of the pupils broke the rules and used inappropriate language. So as one lad was scythed down by the other, he said, "Oh, golly gosh, you've just bruised my ankle. I am so annoyed.
Blackguard.
You blackguard,
be gone,
sir.
Be with you from the field."
Yes.
You naughty boy. You naughty, naughty boy.
You know what? This is more political correctness gone absolutely stark raving bonkers.
Correct.
This really grinds my gears, I've got to tell you. And you know I'm not a big sports fan, but children playing at lunchtime, it's just ridiculous. Ridiculous. I mean, really, what's next? You can't have bubble wrap or helicopter parent or helicopter educate children because it will only make them sick and neurotic.
And can I add to that beautiful statement?
A basic description of the education system.
Well, I'm going to add to Rachel's statement, which was perfect. The problem in the UK, all the time we're hearing, children are overweight. They are obese.
We are a country of fat kids.
And then they want to stop playing football, which is called exercise, you nutties.
No, you're missing the point. The reason this became a news story is because within the confines of that football thing, the World Jug or whatever it's called, there have been a lot of bad scenes, a lot of bad things going, like biting and like swearing and like fighting. And what this story is about is the fact it's a reaction against the inappropriateness of the World Jug.
Right, well, there's more inappropriateness coming up next as the Aussies unveil their swimming costumes for the Commonwealth Games.
This is hilarious.
Unfortunately, your lot have got naff fashion designers, Rachel Brunsdon.
Look, I'm the first person to say...
Yes.
Did you see our attire for the Winter Olympics? It was just downright embarrassing.
You might as well have got arrows and pointed them to the secret parts of certain people's anatomy.
Which, of course, only Australians have, apparently.
Yes.
Because... You know, we must emblazon them with, you know, our national heroes, i.e. the kangaroo. It's just ridiculous. Well, the people who design these, I think they're actually designed by a special community outreach program.
Oh, right.
And I think that's what's happened. They've done it on the cheap.
According to the Scotsman newspaper, it's guiding the eye to the wrong place.
It does. The men look like, ladies, if you've not had a look, have a look. Because the men look like they've got an elephant inside their pants.
Yes.
And the women look like, in the same area, look like upside down Andromeda rays.
Yes, absolutely. And we won't go any further on that one, will we? So come on, Aussies. Get to grips with it. Oh, no, that's not very good. No, I can't do that one either.
Get your hands off it.
Yeah, pack it. No, can't do that one either.
Keep your hands off your eating.
Yeah, exactly. And unfortunately, boys and girls, we haven't got time to talk to the Bogan Hunters have revealed their 7 finalists in its search for Australia's greatest bogan.
We love bogans, don't we, Rachel?
Bogans are hilarious, and what disturbed me about this was that there was very little about Darwin, because I happen to know that there is nothing but bogans here, they're everywhere. Bogans, for those listening who don't know what a bogan is, if you know what a redneck is, it's exactly the same thing.
Right, and we also haven't got time to really talk about in-depthly the fact that Australia, the country that was born out of criminals being sent there, has a problem. Mm-hmm. The Australian prison system can't cope with the crims. There's too many of them in there. Well, that's how they started off, for goodness sake.
I've said to you a million times, have I not had said these very words, we are a convict nation.
Exactly. Yes.
We are still a convict nation.
And I've got...
Everybody's convicted of everything.
Right, and the final one, very quickly. Google has started removing articles from its search results. Namely, Sky News, The Guardian and the BBC have all seen their entries go down after a ruling from the European Court of Justice that individuals could request information to be removed from the search giant. Google, stop being childish. That's my message.
It is very childish.
Absolutely.
Isn't it?
We've got to go, boys and girls. That's the end of Postcard from Pop. Say goodbye, Rachel.
Goodbye, Rach.
Goodbye, Lee.
Goodbye, everybody.
And see you soon. Take care. Bye-bye.
From the heart of Europe to the world, Radio Tetris International. Online on Windows 8 PC, tablets and Windows phones. R-E-I-O.